K-State Nation, what's happening, y'all? Another edition of the PPPD edition is back. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily, talking all things K-State athletics. Get right on into it here. A big day here in the fine country, fine Flint Hills of Manhattan, Kansas. Later on this afternoon will be the Sunflower Showdown Stage 2. The men take center stage at home at 3 Central time against the KU. Against KU, ranked 7th in the nation. K-State coming off of upsets, back-to-back upsets off of Texas teams. Texas Tech and Texas as well. So they completed the double play on that. Can they get the triple here when their hated rivals come into town here? And yeah, like we said on, oh, by the way, if you guys, well, I should say, but episode 83 of the weekly edition of the podcast just came out last night, so I wanted to get that out there for you guys as well, wherever you get your podcast, that's out there and available to listen to. You can actually listen to that before the game, because we do talk a lot about, reminisce a lot about the rivalry. For me, really, since coming up here to Manhattan back in 2010, going to school up here and then witnessing the rivalry for the first time. Alex talks about a few key points of that. I don't want to spoil that. You got to go download, check out episode 83 for yourselves. It's pretty good. It's pretty damn good. We're starting to close in on a big 100 of the podcast. That's exciting as well. And I'm very excited for you guys that you guys keep subscribing, keep downloading this podcast. But track and field, kind of going off of basketball and football for that matter, a huge win yesterday for track and field, and I apologize in advance, but your T back in skate, that's actually pretty close. If it's close, I don't know what it is, but that's pretty close. Big and skate won the pentathlon in the women's pentathlon yesterday. Of course, they got the Dodds Invitational that's going on right now. Actually, that started yesterday. It's going on through today, actually, this morning, as I'm recording this podcast right now. So track and field still got things going on there as well. Your T did a tremendous job. Cliff Rovetto, the director of track and field and cross country, said she was solid. And then, of course, quote, she could have got more, but clearly demonstrated that she's heading in the right direction. The 100 is definitely a work in progress for her, but she is trying, end quote, as well. Big and skate won the Austria women's pentathlon. Again, I'm not going to say the other one because I'm probably going to butcher that one as well. She led this thing wire to wire yesterday. Personal best, 3,622 points. She won or tied in four of the events, taking home the 60 meter hurdles. Man, I should know how to say that. A personal time of 9.1. The shot put with a mark of 45.25. She did also the long jump as well. Time, her best mark was a 17'5.5. While she tied for first in the high jump with a 5.4.5 there. Big and skate finished out the pentathlon with a time of 2 minutes and 43. Yeah, you would think I'm usually looking at marathon time, so excuse me for that. 2 minutes and 43 seconds in the 800 meters finish as well. So yeah, that's definitely got to be a work in progress for her as well. Also, junior Maddie Ryder finished third in this event, her teammate, with 3,127 points as well in that. If you're wondering where TJ did, TJ Sankar, the fifth-year senior, he led through the first three events in the heptathlon there with 2,425 points. He won 2 to 3 competitions as well there, so not too bad. He was solid as well. Matthias Adamonis finished Friday's yesterday's event in second place in the heptathlon with 2,477 points there as well. He also finished fifth in the 60 meters sprint as well. Also took participated in the shot put with a 43-1 as well with that as well. Others also making their marks as well. There were a few sophomores in there in the weight throw, including Monique Hardy had a good performance there with a 66-10. Emma Robbins Jr., 64-10-75. And Emily Furr, 62-5-2-2-5 there as well. So not too shabby as well. Congratulations to UT Bakerskate for winning the pentathlon yesterday. I'm butchering everything because I just got done with my other podcast, my NASCAR podcast that I do weekly now that just recently started back up there as well. So a lot of podcasting here this morning, trying to get things in before a busy rest of the day. But yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to the track and field team on that. They continue their search for another win as the Dobbs Invitational is ongoing as the recording of this podcast. So yeah, big afternoon for K-State basketball. I will be watching that. I won't be in Bramlage, but I hope the rest of you guys will be at Bramlage today. I really expect the momentum, the carry for K-State. Hopefully we can get this one. If they can get this one, yeah, they're right back in this conversation. They're K-State's in a spot in conference play where they're stacked up with a bunch of teams with just two wins. I told you, I've been saying this all along, that I think this year the Big 12 as a whole is really stacked from top to bottom this year, and it proves the proof's in the pudding when you look at the standings. So K-State, KU at Bramlage later this afternoon at 3 Central time. I'm hoping to get this out during the lunch hour, which I should be able to do that as well. And we'll definitely have the recap of that tomorrow as well. So hopefully we'll be talking about another K-State upset win, hopefully over the arch rivals from Lawrence, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Audio Boom, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Player FM, and featuring Amazon as well. That's going to do it for right now on this Saturday edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Let's get some Jayhawks. We out.